Hi, you're very welcome to the Alison Spittle Show, and I'm Alison Spittle. This week's guest is Rhea Butcher, co-creator and star of CISO sitcom Take My Wife with Cameron Esposito. It's really good. You should check it out. You should go watch it. There's two seasons of it, and you can buy them on iTunes. This was in front of a live audience at the lovely Vodafone Comedy Festival, and I love them so much, and thank you so much for having my podcast on. It was great crack. I got talking about republicanism a lot. So yeah, go have a listen here. Are you ready for my next guest? I'm so excited. I have heard your name pronounced two different times. I am so sorry. I'm going to go, Rhea?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Would you give it up for Rhea Butcher, everybody? Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much.
How's it going, everybody? Yay. I got to take my jacket off real quick, though. Sorry.
Please do. Go for it. It's too warm.
It's very warm.
It is too warm. Bet you weren't expecting this when you came to this country.
The heat?
Sun? Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was like, where are the clouds?
The podcast.
No, the PI. What is this? What am I doing in this tent?
How long have you been in Ireland?
Since yesterday.
What have you seen?
Mostly my hotel room and sleeping, because I've never flown internationally before in my entire life.
I've never been to America. I've never been on a long...
Good for you. It's good. Since this is not the time to check it out. I would not say... Give us a couple years and we'll figure it out and it'll be good again.
I don't know. Maybe it's like a discount shopping or something. You know?
America is definitely discount shopping right now.
You know,
sure.
When a company has had a bad accident and they're like, oh, you should invest now.
Liquidate. Liquidate.
Liquidate. So an international flight. What did you do on your international flight?
I tried to sleep sitting up with my feet right beneath me. And I had one of those, like, Bane masks on.
A Bane mask?
Yeah, it's really just a surgical mask that's fancy.
Oh.
Because I drool when I sleep. And so I wanted it to look like I didn't want to get sick, but really I just didn't want to drool on other passengers. And so I had, like, that mask, and then I have, like, a sleep mask, like an eyeball sleep mask, that looks like a miniature Batman bra. If you can conjure that image in your mind, whatever it looks like in your brain, perfect.
I'm imagining like a type of sleep mask where you can see your eyelids, or is that
like a fake one?
Yeah, like an orgy eyelids. Mask or something like that. But it's like for the plane.
No, I left my orgy mask at home.
So I didn't ask Eleanor, but I normally ask Americans. Yeah. Have you been to Denny's and what's it like?
I love that this is the question. I've been to Denny's, and I used to hang out at Denny's when I was a teenager.
Oh my God.
Because it was like one of the places that you could go and smoke, and they wouldn't give you shit. Underage.
What?
So you could be like 16, and you'd be like hanging out at this diner drinking coffee at 10 p.m. on a Friday night, acting all haggard. And the waitresses would come over and be like, just giving you more coffee.
How many refills can you get?
Unlimited.
Like, is it really unlimited? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what?
Hours and hours worth of coffee. It was not good for me at all.
Oh, my God. Did you have to buy solids in between? Like,
no, you did not. Just coffee.
I cannot wait to go to Denny's.
It's like $4 to park your butt in a Denny's for basically the rest of your life if you want to. I mean, they have a bathroom you can clean up in there if you know.
That's a great solution to a worldwide problem. Of
yeah.
Denny's are the heroes that
will fix
America
homelessness.
Needs.
Yes.
I'll keep that in mind. I won't bother getting a hotel.
Yeah. I mean, it's way cheaper.
And I'll get decaf coffee. Can you do that? And then I could just sleep.
Yeah, you could just sleep.
I watched all of Take My Wife.
Oh, thank you.
It's so good.
Thank you for watching it. I'm really glad that it's available in more places than just the United States now.
No, I really loved it. And you co-created it.
I did.
I co-created a sitcom myself with my partner. And I just want to know, what's it like co-creating? Because co-creating for me was just like a residue thing that they're like, you're a creator too. And I was like, okay. But what's creating like in American TV? What's it?
Well, let's see. So you mean when you as a creator?
I actually don't know what I mean, but. And I realized that halfway through the question.
That's totally fine.
I was like, oh. Reverse, Allison. What are you talking about?
Can we get some refills on our coffee, please?
Yeah.
We're going to need a couple of refills. Well, for me, it was like coming up with the concept and pitching it, then like refining it. And basically what we did was when we originally talked to CISO about making the show, they had wanted to do more like a stand-up showcase kind of show. So it would just be like hosting and then comics and that was it. And that was what they bought. And then we hired like two writers to write a couple sketches that were going to go in between sets, like interstitial sketches of us at home. And me and my partner, Cameron Esposito, I'm like, talking about her like she's not here or on Earth anymore. But so we had that writer's room and we started writing these sketches and we were like, this is the show. This is like way more interesting than just straight stand up. So we went back to CISO and repitched them the idea. And they were like, sure, which never happens. You never like sell a show and then work on it for a week and then say, you know what? Can we do something different? And they're never on board with it. But they were. And they gave us like a little more money and then a couple more writers. And then we made the show from there. So what we did was we developed in the room and wrote 6 scripts in 4 weeks. Which is crazy because you usually at least get a week per script and we didn't have a week per script. We had 4 weeks.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Usually like a development room is 12 weeks. Like I'm working in a development room right now and it's 12 weeks.
Yeah.
So like, yeah. And then we shot and edited it in 4 more additional weeks for each section of the thing. What I'm saying is we're superheroes.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my Jesus.
And it was on a shoestring budget too. Just very tiny budget. But we stretched it and we had a really great everybody that worked on the show, including all the CISO executives, that were really on board with like everything we wanted to do. They gave really good notes and they were really open to literally everything we wanted to get done with the show in terms of like you know, as diverse casting as we could possibly do. And we learned from the first season how much more we needed to do, you know, because it was our first time doing it. We had no idea. And then the second season, we're like, oh, you're not going to get us again with this. There will be more people of color all over the place, you know, that kind of a thing.
And you got more time as
well? We got a little more time. I think we had like 2 extra weeks, basically.
Oh my God.
It wasn't really much more time.
That's incredible.
But the budget was considerably bigger because the budget for the first season was so small.
Yeah. Wow. The second episode, it's the second episode based in the comedy club. And it's about kind of sexual assault jokes.
Oh, yeah.
That was so good.
It was, wasn't it?
Especially the ending.
Yes.
We wrote
that. Sorry. Like, Cameron and I both fight about who came up with it. I'm going to go with me. But I just remember, like, the room coming up with that. And we didn't know about the Me Too movement. Because, I mean, the Me Too movement was happening at the same time. But we didn't know that that was, like, a thing yet. Because it just hadn't hit the internet and we hadn't really seen it, so it's kind of wild that like that parallel thought happened, that we were just like, oh, what if we just have all of them say Me Too at the end? And then we just like made a Me Too episode at the same time. It's pretty wild.
Did you get much reaction to that episode? I feel that that was the one that really hit me most.
I mean, we were like a little scared of it because it was the second episode and going right into something so, you know, strong and a big commentary that I wish we would have done this differently, but when we were premiering it in different places for like critics and audiences and stuff, we did episode 1 and 3 because we were afraid that it would turn people off of the show but now I would totally. So what I recommend is go for it. Every time you're doing something, just go for it. Because if I had it to do all over again, I would have definitely done episode 2 in that. But people responded to it, and they've really every time our show gets mentioned, that's kind of the episode that they go to.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, we made something that stands by itself.
No, definitely. And I love the way you have comedians kind of playing themselves, and then you can see some comedians they introduce themselves with a different name, and I'm like, oh, that character is going to be a prick because no one would put their actual name.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right.
And what was the reaction from comedians like in the US?
I mean, I think most comedians were into it, for sure. I feel like there's definitely comedians that weren't, but they're too afraid to talk to me about it. So, I mean, look at my haircut. Like, I would be afraid to confront me, too. So,
no, I felt like it was a really good depiction of what being a comedian was.
Thank you.
I watched it, and then I was like, ugh.
Yeah, I mean, we were trying to make a workplace comedy about stand-up comedy, that it's not like, oh, stand-up is this big lofty thing that you have to whatever, you know, like,
yeah
I don't know, it's just like people that go to a theater every week and host the same show and meet different people and go eat nachos alone because they don't have anybody else to hang out with.
And the, you know, and the whole politics of comedians as well, I found it like so interesting to watch.
Well, thank you.
I loved watching because you and Cameron play like, they're not, are they based on you? How far away is your character away from you? Like, do you do graphic design? Can I just say you were working on that project for a very long time? Sorry, this is very niche.
Absolutely. I mean, well, I was. Like, when I first moved to Los Angeles, I brought my job with me. I moved from Chicago to Los Angeles, and my boss at the time was kind enough to let me keep my job. And at some points, I was literally just sitting with a laptop staring at it, waiting for her to, like, call me and give me work. But I transferred to another, it doesn't matter. I did do graphic design from my house in Los Angeles, and I was just like in the corner staring at a computer, like doing the tiniest changes. Yeah, absolutely.
It made me feel guilty about, you know, if I get a poster done and the person goes, oh, is this okay? And I'm like, well, I don't know. I don't like the font there. And it's like,
you got to change the font, though.
You got
it's your poster. You're paying for it or not paying for it. You got to get what you want to get.
Did a lot of people actually ask you to do free? Because if you're a graphic designer and comedian,
oh yeah,
that's a job that a lot of comedians would like to not pay for.
Oh, absolutely, yes. I mean, I definitely did my fair share of like free stand-up comedy graphic design, and I do not do that anymore.
Okay, so I can't ask.
No, you literally cannot. Well, you can ask me if you do something for me.
Okay.
Which is, if you say for me one more time in a irritated voice, supporting the patriarchy in your accent. Just because I loved hearing it in your particular accent, it just made my heart sore. Because I'm not going to do it because I'm going to sound like a jerk, like I'm making fun of you. But
No, totally. And I'm not making, don't worry. I do not take. Hi there. It's now I'm worried because I think I might be Irishing up my own. Do you know, like to be going like, I'm supporting the patriarchy to you. Do you know, like top of the, like that's how we greet each other.
Yeah. Supporting the patriarchy, are you?
Top of the patriarchy, dear. To be sure, it's a man's world.
Thank you. Your poster's in the mail.
Yeah. How are you, lads? Are you looking for a career? You can find your future career with recruiters.ie. It's Ireland's leading Irish recruitment agency, and they look after sales, marketing, technology, finance, and HR professionals. Why don't you come on down to recruiters.ie and they'll help you find a meaningful dream job so you can be happy and do nice things in life, all right? Register your CV at recruiters.ie/registerCV and get ahead of the busy autumn hiring schedule. That's recruiters.ie looking for you. You grew up in Ohio.
I did.
What's Ohio like? Because I feel like you don't hear much about Ohio over in Europe. I don't know why I looked to the crowd to go, confirm this.
Everybody's talking about Ohio right now.
They're like, well, yeah, Allison. Yeah, we know loads about Ohio. What's Ohio like? Because I grew up in the middle of Ireland.
Right.
And I feel near no cities.
Sure. Well, I mean, Ohio is a lot of fields, too. Ooh. There's a lot of fields there. But I'm from Akron, Ohio, which is like kind of a city, but kind of not. We're known for tires.
Tires?
Yeah. We used to make tires. We don't anymore. It's been a long time. But like Goodyear and Firestone were all headquartered there. So that's why there were like a lot of people that moved there in the 40s and 50s.
Was there a lot of tire fires there?
Tons of tire fires. The tires were always on fire there. I feel like I'm getting an accent now.
From me?
Yeah, well, I'm just being in Ireland.
Yeah, you're going to come home to L.A. and it's going to be like, arr!
Supporting the patriarchy, are you?
Chucky or Lottie? That's annoying. Irish people, like, sometimes when, like, Americans or anyone that comes over that's not from Ireland, and they're like, teach me a bit of Gaelic. And then we're like... And then there's always this part in your head, it's like, go on, say it. And like, Chucky or Law. And like, Chucky or Law means our time will come or our day will come. Our day will come. And it's rebellious.
Ooh.
It's I know it's rebelling against something, but like, it's the English. It's the English. I'm so sorry, Baff and Kent and Money. They came to see comedy, and what they saw was like an anti-English rant. We'll burn them all in the tire fire.
That's what the poster is.
Yeah.
Big tire fire.
So did you start comedy in Chicago?
I did start comedy in Chicago. I did improv for a while, and I really liked that. But then I started to really not like that. And
ooh, tell me why you liked it and why you didn't like it after.
Well, I started at Second City in Chicago, and I really liked it. You got really excited about that.
I heard of that place.
Yeah.
I've read about it in books.
Sure, yeah. So I was doing those classes, and there's like two levels of it, basically, like the people that want to do it as a hobby, and then the conservatory. And so basically you do the hobby level, and then you can graduate to the conservatory if you have taken like theater classes in college, which I didn't do. So I went to a different school. But when I was at Second City, I just happened to meet like a bunch of really great people in my class, and we got along really great. And I made a lot of friends, and we just had a lot of fun together. And it was just a really great way to get over stage fright, because every day in class you were performing for like 8 other people that slowly you were getting more comfortable with, but you were also getting more comfortable with goofing around in front of 8 more people, and like new people would come in every level and stuff. And so then I loved that, but then I went to IO, which is the other, like one of the other improv things.
Improv Olympics.
Correct. But that's trademarked.
I read that in
so
the book too.
Watch out. Don't say it out loud. You'll get arrested by the Olympics or something.
Committee.
Yeah, the Olympic committee will rush in and arrest you.
I would love to see like improv in the Olympics. Like,
it would be really good.
Yeah. Like who'd be doping in that? Like, right. You know? Yeah. When I mean doping, I mean cocaine.
Yeah, absolutely. They just cut from like the rings to like zip. So I did that, and I didn't like it as much because it was more about like these long form sort of things that just... It just wasn't as fun because Second City was more like games based and like jokey, and mm-hmm. I liked jokes. So then I decided to do stand up, and I started doing stand up, and I haven't done improv since.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's fine. I thought
that's
maybe
the story.
You had a fight or something like that, and you were like ousted from improv forever.
No, no. But there was one guy that was like, "Why can't you be more gay?" And I was like, "What? How? I literally can't be more gay." What do you want me to wear suspenders or something? I don't know what else to do.
Oh my God.
He was a teacher.
Oh, he was a teacher?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was an improv teacher. He also wore like a Harry Potter scarf, which is like, look, man, you're like 40.
Yeah.
I know this is not the place to be shitting on Harry Potter.
No, it is. No, that means
okay,
no.
Good. All right, cool.
You're shitting on 40-year-olds wearing Harry Potter scarves.
40-year-olds wearing Harry Potter scarves.
That's a different kettle of fish to the actual HP himself. Ooh. Do you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's
I
like,
have no problem with Harry Potter himself.
Yeah. It's like the opposite.
It's just
to
his
me.
Readers.
It's
some
like,
of them.
Some of them! That's like the opposite of the way I feel about the Catholic Church. It's like, I have no problem with people that believe.
Sure.
But I have a problem with the institution itself,
oh,
do you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
that's like you of Harry Potter, except the opposite. You're like, I have no problem with the institution. It's their believers that I have. They're the ones that
yeah, yeah,
down.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the Pope is coming to Ireland next month.
Oh, God, thank God it's not this month.
Yeah, I know. I'll be in Edinburgh, so.
Good for you.
I'm gonna. They're already selling like lollipops with the Pope's face on it.
And suck on yeah. the Pope? How can they that.
They really are fronting it out, aren't they? They really are.
Put the Pope in your mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing to see here. You know?
Jeez.
Yeah, yeah. What's the weirdest ever merchandising of anything you've ever seen?
What's the weirdest merchandising I've ever seen?
Mm.
I mean, all I can think about is a Pope lollipop right now. Being sold at like a vibrator shop. That seems like... Sorry.
No problems with like suck on the Pope, but vibrator. Whoa. Oh, actually, that is Ireland in a nutshell. That is... That is Ireland in a nutshell. You can go back and tell them that.
Yeah, I will. I will. I figured it out.
What were we talking about before that?
Who knows?
Yeah, I'll ask another question.
Great.
Right there. Would you ever like to go to space?
Oh, to space?
Mm.
I find space to be super terrifying because, yes, I feel like you maybe agree.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because I can't swim. I can't tell if you're laughing because of the connection that I'm making or the fact that I can't swim or both.
Both.
Yes. And I'm glad that it's both. I can't swim. I mean, I can survive in a pool. I do a beautiful thing, like a combination dog paddle frog leg.
Nice.
It is not beautiful, but it gets the job done.
It allows you to breathe.
I don't do it around company, like at all. But yeah, I never learned to swim. And to me, space is just water that's a lot drier. So It scares the shit out of me.
And it just kind of scares me in the way that, like, I think I'm important. And then when you're in space, you're not important.
Absolutely.
No one gives a fuck about you in space.
Yeah, not at all.
That's what they should put on a poster.
Instead of in space, nobody can hear you scream. It's just in space. Nobody gives a fuck about you.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I also feel like I'm already in space.
Oh.
Because we are in space.
Oh, that's... It's the most profound thing you'll ever hear at this podcast.
I just think it's funny when people are like, oh, we got to explore the galaxy outside. It's like, we already are exploring the galaxy. We're on a planet in space. Let's fix this one.
That's so true. What do you think of Elon Musk?
I can't stand that person.
I didn't know who he was until he started going out with Grimes.
Good for you.
I know.
Good for you.
I felt really smug about that.
Yeah,
I was like,
you should.
I should know who he is, but I don't give a fuck.
I mean, if you knew who he was before, that would mean you were like into fast cars and rockets. So like, are you a 5-year-old?
No. Actually, you're into baseball, aren't you?
I'm in what?
To baseball.
Oh, yes.
Thank God, because I Googled it. And I was like, did I Google the wrong person?
No, you got it. You got it. Like, I thought you said Spaceballs, and I was
Spaceballs.
Like, Spaceballs. That's a new thing. Give me my Pope lollipop and let's go.
What kind of food do you get at baseball?
Ooh, I get, sometimes I get a nacho helmet.
What?
Yeah.
Can you wear it?
Yeah, eventually, yes. It's a helmet full of nachos. An adult-sized baseball batting helmet, which looks like a baseball hat. It's just plastic. And then they turn it upside down and they put a whole thing of nachos in there. And then you walk to your seat with it. And then you eat all of it. And then you go to the bathroom and you rinse it out in a public restroom. And then you put it on your head.
That is...
Yes.
I won't lie. That is strange.
It absolutely is.
It's the opposite to like a Kinder Surprise, because
yeah,
you don't have those in America because they're illegal, aren't they?
Right, they are illegal.
Yeah, because I saw there was like a meme that was like, oh, guns are legal, but Kinder eggs are illegal.
Well, that kind of explains America in a nutshell. Careful, those are also illegal.
I'm glad we're sharing our cultures together. We're fucked up about vibrators. And you're fucked up about gun control.
We prefer guns over Kinder eggs.
Shit. What's okay?
I also get veggie hot dogs because I'm a vegetarian.
What?
And you can buy vegetarian hot dogs at the ballpark that I go to.
That is lovely.
It is lovely, but the people working the concessions do not like it when I order those because they're like hidden in the back away from all the rest of the food. And so then I walk up to them and say, can I get an O'Doul's and a veggie hot dog? And they're like, oh, God damn it. They have to go like around to the other side of the ballpark, go get the non-alcoholic beer, and then come back with the veggie hot dog.
And a non-alcoholic beer.
Yes.
That's fucking, I don't know. You're saving the world.
I am saving the world.
They should be happy. Less carbon emissions.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a sober person. I mean, I'm taking my antibiotics.
Oh, yeah. That's
what I've heard I'm supposed to say.
Ireland. That will not be a good enough reason. The next thing you'll be asked is, what type of antibiotics?
Well, I mean, I'm an alcoholic, so I used to just take antibiotics and drink alcohol the whole time and be like, fuck it, who cares?
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm not an alcoholic, but I might be.
Sure,
I'm just talking about me. Yeah, you always like, do you know where they're like, you don't drink while you have this, and you're like, and then the next day you're like, I didn't die, fuck you, big pharma. Can't tell me what to do.
Absolutely. I will still take the rest of them, though.
Yeah, but the antibiotics.
I'll keep taking it, and I'll keep drinking it while I'm taking it.
Yeah.
Why not? It already worked.
And like, you're trying to work out in your head. You're like, with your like rudimentary knowledge. Well, for me anyway, my rudimentary knowledge of biology. And I'm like, they're not fighting down there. It's not like
no.
You know,
the antibiotics are like, yes, just floating in the beer down there, going, yes. We'll work later. It's fine.
Have you seen the film Osmosis Jones?
I haven't. This person has been waiting their whole life for someone on a stage to say Osmosis Jones. Yes!
I love this because I was like, English people are rightfully going, yeah, I'm English. Like, and then some other guy's like, you say a bad fucking word about Osmosis Jones. I have seen Osmosis Jones.
I love Osmosis Jones.
I love Osmosis. But that's genuinely how I look at my biology now.
Sure,
I'm like, who's fighting down there?
Yeah.
I always look at my body as like, the war is being won by something. I don't know what it is yet. We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out. It all evens out in the end.
So there's going to be a second series of Take My Wife.
Oh, yeah, there is one. And it's on iTunes.
Is it?
You guys can get it, yeah.
Oh, shit, I'll get that.
Yeah,
okay.
You can totally get it.
I was just like...
You made it. It's shot. It got done. It finished.
Brilliant.
And then CISO was finished.
Yeah.
And then it's on iTunes and on Stars, but I don't know that it's on Stars in the UK, so I don't really know.
Do we get Stars? We don't get Stars over here. No.
Osmosis Jones!
And we're not the UK either.
I know. I'm sorry. Look, I'm American. I don't know anything.
It's a very Republican. I don't know what's wrong with me today, but I'm in a very Republican mood.
So wait, is Republican... What? I'm very confused.
Oh shit, yeah!
Because we also have Republicans, but I don't know that they're the same Republicans.
They're a different kind, aren't they? Yeah. That'd be really fucked up if I'm like, yeah, I'm in a really Republican mood. Every person out for themselves, okay? Universal hair care. I was going to say universal hair care. That's what Bernie Sanders wants.
Right.
And then I called him Bernie Standards. I wonder if he's ever been called that before. Like, you know, Bernie Standard. You know? Anyway, sorry.
No, I like it.
Republicans in Ireland, Republicans are people that... Jeez, I don't know why I'm... I really didn't think I'd be talking about this on the podcast. Bath lady, can you explain? I'm kidding. Here, I'll give you the mic right there.
Oh, this is great.
I got this one. It was under my arse the whole time.
Ah, yeah,
it's very warm.
Microphone.
It is genuinely very warm.
If you
I'm
look
sorry.
At it... If you look at it, it has a picture of the Pope on it.
Yeah. Yep.
So.
Yes.
What is a Republican? When a country yeah. loves a country very much, they want to overtake it. Sorry.
There's like a Northern Ireland which belongs to England.
Yes.
And there's like the Republic of Ireland. Sorry. It has pounds. But then like
I'm
the
so
Republic.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Is like the Republic of Ireland. So that's what my meaning of a Republican is if you're from the Republic, but I don't know nothing. Like
oh yeah, so right.
So if you're a Republican, you want Ireland to be like the whole, like you want Ireland to own like even the parts that belong to the UK.
Oh, got it, okay.
What did you say? 32 counties. So this has been an Ogre meeting of Sinn Féin. Dressed as a podcast. This is the new way they're going about it now, the social media. I was at Pride this year and I was walking with my friends and we're in Tenney, which is Ireland. It's the N and the I. I'm like, this should be. I think it should be like TANE, you know, like Ireland Network. It's the Transgender Equality Network Ireland. And Mary Lou MacDonald was there, who's the head of Sinn Féin, which is a political party that believes that the six counties should belong to Ireland. And they also believe other, like, before, and this is my journey, by the way, of my dad's very English. And like before, my Irish side of my family would sing rebel songs. My dad would get pissed over it because he'd see it as like a form of aggression. He was right. They got divorced. But it's just a bit of crack. And Mary said, the head of Sinn Féin. And then I went up to her and I was like, hey, I was just chatting because she was like there at Pride. And then someone took a picture from Sinn Féin and put it on their official Twitter thing. And then I was like, oh, no. I'm now a member of Sinn Féin. Is that you? And I was like, what do I believe? I actually don't know. It's nice being in down in the Republic because like it's like with everything, you kind of like you're like, meh, it'll all sort itself out, you know.
Sure.
But oh, Jesus, I've after going way over time talking about Republic of Ireland.
Well, I've learned a lot.
Have you learned a lot?
Yeah, yeah.
I've learned about Denny's.
Yeah, you learned a lot about Denny's. And Ohio has a lot of tire fires.
Has a lot of tire fires. What else did we learn? The Improv Olympics is trademarked.
Yep. Watch out for that. Be careful there.
And and you're doing a. Oh wait, there. I'm gonna.
Yeah, huh? Yeah. I'm doing a poster.
You're doing a poster. Thank you so much for reminding. I would have forgotten poster. That, and that is a legally binding thing that we.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We have witnesses.
I gotta cancel she's, all my shows so I can make legal you a poster.
What else should I ask? It's been a no, I'm just gonna sweat here for a few seconds.
No, I like it.
Have you ever met a terrorist?
Not that I know of.
good answer.
Yeah.
I don't think I have either.
I don't think I have.
But I'm always like, do you know when you meet people and then you're like, statistically.
Sure, yeah.
I've definitely met a terrorist.
I mean,
you know?
What are the odds?
I've definitely met like a murderer, ooh. I'd say.
Wow.
I would say that.
All right.
Because I've met, like, how many people are there in the world, you know, that I've met?
Yeah.
I'd say 8 of them.
You think 8 of the people that you've met in your life are murderers?
Yes.
Wow.
They just got a sadness behind their eyes.
You know? That's a very high number.
I don't know. Is it really? I have a lot of fear.
Sure. So do you want to go live in space?
No.
All right.
No, I've seen.
I mean, there's no murderers in space.
I went to see this film called Ghosts on Mars years ago.
Oh.
And it was so long ago that there was an interval in this, like it was in Mullingar. When films used to have intervals.
Oh, yes.
And actually, I also went to see Pearl Harbor. And there was an interval there. And I left. I was like 9 or whatever. And I was like, this is not for me. Yeah. You know? Ben Affleck and Josh, what's his head? Yeah. Josh Hartnett.
Josh Hartnett.
Yeah, that was a ridiculous film. I did not like that.
I never saw it.
Well, I'm glad I got to told you this.
I'm glad I know this about you.
Have you ever left a film?
I actually haven't. I've never left a movie.
Good for you.
There's been many occasions that I really wanted to, but I felt too guilty the whole time. Oh. As though the people that made it were sitting in the back going, they're not going to leave, are they?
Oh, no.
And I did see Mission Impossible today by myself.
In Ireland?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yes, you're here.
No, I popped over to Spain to watch the new Mission Impossible film.
I don't know why I had trouble believing you on both counts. If like, yeah. Ireland doesn't have Mission Impossible yet.
We've got no movie theaters.
It was such a pleasure having you. Thank you so much.
It was so great having me. Thanks so
much. Yeah, no, seriously. And we're going to do a gig together.
Yeah, great.
I'm excited.
We're going to do stand-up and shit.
Stand-up and shit. I will be doing both at some point.
I like to do the second one first.
Nice.
But backstage.
The nerves.
It's a very real thing. No matter how good you feel about stand-up, like your nerves that you've always had just don't go away.
They do.
Yeah.
Out your asshole.
Now I've shared with this. Yep. Yeah, pretty much.
And you're like, this is my job now.
Just a little Osmosis Jones in the back. And you're ready to go.
Yeah, I'm going to call taking a shit Osmosis Jones.
Excuse me, I got Osmosis Jones. I'll be right back.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys, for coming. I really, really appreciate it. It was so great. And thank you so much
for having
me.
Thank
you. Thank you very much to Rhea Butcher for being a class guest. Thank you very much to Vodafone Comedy Festival for having us. Thank you very much to recruiters.ie for sponsoring the show. Thank you very much to Sarah Garvey for being the best producer in the world. Alan Bennett for creating this wonderful Head Stuff podcast network and website. It's very good. Thank you very much to William Conway for being my friend in school and then making me lovely art. Thank you very much to Bobby Ahern, who's in an amazing band called No Monster Club, and also he's writing a new musical with Giles Brody, and it's going to be in the Dublin Fringe Festival. You should go check that out. I really can't wait for that. Once again, I don't really have that much to say because I'm recording this in advance, so my feelings are a month away, so I'm not going to lie to you. And not you, pure listener. I'm going to go, and I hope you have a lovely day, and best of luck. Bye.
This podcast is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.